energy prices declined by 2.9%, including an 8.3% drop in the cost of gasoline. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Your story begins here. Start yours today. Wind River Resort and Casino can make your dreams a reality. From our experienced staff, full setup and cleanup, on-site catering, full-service spa, luxurious hotel, and certified wedding and event planner. Come see what we have to offer. We guarantee you'll be amazed. Our group sales team can set up any room arrangement needed to suit your conference or meeting needs. Book your event today. Call 530-339-7454 or visit windriver.com. It's better at the river.
Do you like to perform and show off your skills and vocals and sing your best? Then head down to Wind River Resort and Casino for karaoke rewards at Overtime Lounge. No cover charge. The action starts every Thursday at 9 p.m. with more ways to earn entries to win a package including a one-night hotel stay, dining certificate, free slot play, and cash. Drawing at the end of the month. Ask how to earn additional tickets. Karaoke rewards Thursdays at Wind River Resort and Casino. For rules and details, log on to windriver.com. Karaoke is better at the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark today. It's Thursday and my Thursday girl's here.
Good morning. Good morning. I love Thursday mornings.
7 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock here on the, the 13th of, April. Phone lines here 530-605-4567 and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Join our chat room. And, of course, Bad Bob's here.
Hey, Bob. Good morning, sir.
How are you doing?
I'm all right.
Good.
Dealing with some family stuff, but otherwise okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. And, gosh, I hope, like you said, you gave a big shout-out to Tommy Key.
Yeah.
For helping out here, you know, for veteran stuff. So, for his family. Anyway, hey.
All right. Ooh.
You just, wow, you just... You didn't know you could do that, could you? You can take this station apart without a wrench.
I think that's possible. 46 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of 56 and a low of 37. On Friday, we're looking for 63 and 41 low. Saturday, a high of 70 and a low of 47. Kind of partly cloudy, a possibility of showers today, very likely, and a thunderstorm. Even I saw a small hail warning and maybe a little twister out there.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
You know what? Wait a minute. Oh, yes. Maybe a possibility of rain. Okay, some rain. Oh, no. Okay, it's a thunderstorm.
I know. Today's
kind of
catchy.
And by the way, hail. And could be a tornado out there. Did you really say that?
I did, and that's kind
Is
of all.
Is that what it says?
Yeah. Yeah, it's just a little twister.
These spring thunderstorms are very unpredictable.
A little twister? A little tornado?
Well, we don't get big. They're just big enough to cause a little damage. But
and they look really
it's
mean.
It's not like the mile-wide monstrosities that flatten parts of
Kansas. Is it
kind of
like those ones you see coming across the flats and you run over and try and get into it?
They're a little worse than that. They can cause some damage if you hit one.
Oh, so here we are. We're here in Reading.
They're what's called
I don't
F1.
Worry about earthquakes. I don't worry about flooding. I mean, because I live up on the hill. If I live closer to the river, I'd worry about it. Now I've got to worry about hail, and which is, you know, oh, it's just little bits of it. Yeah, it comes down, it hits your windshield and breaks it. And then now, after you're stopped and you get out to look at your windshield because it's got hail crashing through it, a twister comes by and takes you to Oz.
Sounds like the weather really impacts your life.
Oh, yeah, my gosh.
Well,
wait a minute.
Thunderstorms are pretty unpredictable.
Yes, they are. Okay. Anyway, all of that, and it's raining. It gushed. We get a lot of rain yesterday. and the lake is only 10.59 from the top.
Actually, it's about 8 feet
from
the top.
About
8 feet
from the top?
A little less than 8
Whoa.
Feet.
Whoa.
They're going to have to start pumping that out. They aren't pumping the water out either. I went over to the bridge last night, and
They're going to gradually increase the releases out of Keswick to try to make a little room in the Keswick Reservoir for the runoff, because the runoff continues, of course, for days after the rain stops.
Absolutely, absolutely. But, well, so it's definitely that kind of spring weather that we're used to. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally and veteran operated, and they give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
All right. My dog, Elk Killer, our dog, Elk Killer, is going to the doctor this morning. She doesn't feel well. And it's the first time in like 9 years that she didn't want anything to eat. Now, if you know this dog, not wanting to eat is a little strange. And so, I mean, we even enticed her. I brought out the Velveeta cheese.
Mm.
Oh.
She was laying her in the bed this morning, and I said, look what I have. And she turned her head away.
That's definitely a dog that's
sick
not
dog.
Feeling
and
well.
So she is not feeling well. So
that would be a sick Trish, too. I love Velveeta cheese. I never
so
buy
Linda.
It,
so
but I really like
yeah,
it.
You know, I use it for making grilled cheese sandwiches for Linda, because I don't eat grilled cheese sandwiches, but I do make them for Linda if she doesn't feel well. Or if she just, you know, if it's just a mood elevator for everybody. For her.
Yeah, grilled cheese sandwiches and oh, Velveeta cheese.
There you go.
Grilled cheese sandwiches and tomato soup. What a
yes.
memory.
Absolutely.
Okay. I cannot let United Airlines get away. I mean, we talked about it yesterday, but it is still big.
Step
now.
In.
And first of all, they're returning all of the money. They're returning every passenger on that airplane is getting a refund. First of all, you know, for their flight. And it turns out that Dr. Dow has kind of a checkered background.
Yeah, but you know what? Rush Limbaugh came up with that on his show the very first day right after that happened.
Well,
this guy is a real character.
Well, anyway, this guy is
they picked the wrong guy.
He is a doctor, okay? He is a doctor. But he's a doctor who was released from a hospital for anger issues.
Yes, he was.
He was also a doctor that lost his license to practice due to trading drugs for sex with his male lovers.
Yes.
So, you know, this guy's got a background like that. And you're right. They picked the wrong. The guy is,
boy,
is
luck
he
of the draw.
Is a brick short of a full load there. But.
Yeah.
They did it. And so now you're hearing, the memes that are in the trolling that's going on. How about you carry on, we carry off? Normal flights have cabin crews. We have bouncers. The United, you can run, but you can't fly.
Yeah, that was – but I talk about just a bad day all the way around. They couldn't have picked a worse person.
Let us reaccommodate you.
That was just kind of terrible. But you know what? There's so many other things in the news that are so much more important that people really can get all wound up about something and go off on a
tell us your safe word when you check in. You know what a safe word is, right?
No.
Oh, well, a safe word is when you're having supposedly, and this is what I've read, is that if you're having rough sex or stuff like that, you have a safe word. That says, okay, if you say that word, it means everybody stops. Or you're in some kind of thing where it's a physical.
Yeah.
It's a physical thing. When it gets too much, you say that word, and it's like, okay, stop.
Okay, uncle.
So, yeah, uncle.
Uncle is a safe word.
Uncle
is
a safe word.
Yeah.
That is. Uncle is a safe word. So give us your safe word when you check in. You know what? I can't help it. But you know what, United? We'll drag you all over the world. Okay, I'm sorry. Maybe I'm getting too much enjoyment out of this.
Yeah.
So much for the friendly skies.
And it showed one of them. It says airline attendant training, flight attendant training, and it's got that scene from Airplane.
I saw that
when the girl is, you know, she's crying and the flight attendant's coming up, her slapping her, beating her, then everybody, including the nuns, are in a line to punch her out because she was, you know, having hysteria over the plane.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Okay, United, maybe this will leave, but not right away. They're still apologizing.
Yes. Oh, and they're going to try and dig their way out of that. But I just had to. I had to laugh at the luck of the draw. I mean, there was a whole plane full of people, and they could have picked almost anybody because he was not going to. I mean, that was just a given from the time they said get off the plane. He wasn't leaving.
When he ran back on,
and he got back on. Yeah,
that was the best part. Now, why, and this is what I don't understand, why don't they, before you even get on, you just pick four people?
The explanation that I heard for that is that they, in fact, were not overbooked. They had a full airplane, and then at the last minute, they had four flight attendants, flight personnel, who needed to go to another place.
Oh.
And they needed to get them there in order for the flight in that, wherever it was, Fort Collins or wherever they were going. They needed those four flight people to get on the airplane. So that was why everybody was already on the airplane. They had to go on, take four people off, so they could put these four people on who needed to go to keep up the schedule at another location.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's so they are, you know, so they didn't think they had it until the last
exactly.
second.
Exactly. That and was just as they were getting ready to taxi
then
out.
Then they had, oh, well,
I mean, they were, you know.
You're asking for trouble because you have no rights. You have to leave.
Yeah.
Now, they should be doing psychological profiles, and I guess of you're looking at people as they're coming on going, wonder if I should. Well, that guy's got tattoos all over his face.
Well,
I probably shouldn't ask him to leave.
When I was listening to the analysis on one of the shows, and they were talking about, well, they should, you know, reading not at random. They did a random thing, but they would not do their regular passengers, the people that, you know, that were in first class. They wouldn't
frequent flyer and all that stuff, those are the –
okay, they wouldn't be
– well, not unless it became – you start with the cheapest fares first. That's the way they do it.
Well, then they went on to say that they should be able to maybe glean other information from that passenger list. And I thought, well, how much information is contained in my passenger list? I mean, you know, do they know where I shop for my coffee when I get in there and buy an airplane ticket? Or, you know, information is on my airplane ticket?
Well, it's probably got your age. In some way.
Certainly, hopefully not my this guy's psychological background.
No, of course not.
I mean, you wouldn't think that his
prison record. If they did, they wouldn't have picked him.
Well,
they
obviously
picked,
that.
They'd have picked the tattoo guy.
They sort of indicated they could have gone deeper into the analysis and come up with that. But at the last minute, trying to get four of your own people on, I probably wouldn't think you'd go into that kind of.
But here's what they should do. I mean, and this is the way it is. Okay, for $600. Because they can go up to $675, right? Okay, because we're going to get you the next plane, all right? $800. Okay, this is the last offer, $1,000 plus a ticket anywhere in our system, in the United States.
Got to be somebody on the airplane that'd take
you know that. What? Linda and I'd pop up unless you had, like, you know, well, that's the other thing. They look at the tickets and see who has connecting flights that knows if you take them off, it's just going to screw you up for the whole day.
Yeah.
You know, and they've got – and that's going to make them work harder is then you get into it. But, you know, you just keep upping it, and then you start throwing in things like, okay, we're going to give you a flight to two people anywhere in the United States.
Yeah,
round trip. You know what? Boom, you're up.
Somebody's going to take –
people walk
right.
– people walk out. Quit being – you know what? Of course – and how many times, of course, if this happens on every flight, that could cost you some money. But it doesn't happen on every flight.
Yeah.
And we are so far
and they
behind.
Did ask, and just they probably stop. Did ask for four okay, people to do it.
We have to get our commercial and break.
And stop talking about this.
Dr.
I really
Dow,
am not that interested
Dr.
in it.
Dr. Dow probably would not have fought it so hard if he'd had a good night's sleep the night before. He obviously does not have a Sleep Number mattress. Otherwise, he'd go, well, you know, I'm feeling pretty good. And yeah, okay, $600, I could make it. Yeah, okay, I'm all right. Okay, I'm fine. Okay, I'm just going to get off the plane. He obviously did not have a Sleep Number bed.
That's exactly right. Because if he had slept the night before on his Sleep Number bed, my Sleep Number is 55.
Yeah, my Sleep Number is 60.
He'd have been ready for the day.
My Sleep Number setting is 60. And you know what? If he had had that, he would have woken up refreshed and ready to go. Ready to go instead of getting into being grumpy and getting on there and being picked on as he felt. Now, with optional Sleep IQ technology inside, it tracks your sleep and gives you personal insights on how you can sleep better. It was ranked highest in customer satisfaction by J.D. Powers 2 years in a row, which really means kind of nothing because who's J.D. Powers, but you know that Trish Clark and Carl Bott say it's the best mattress they've ever slept on, and that's what counts. Right now, you can come in and save on clearance beds and bedding on Sleep Number. As they make room for their newest innovations, you can save $500 to $1,000 on selected beds plus up to 40% off clearance pillows, which I have, and they're great. All this is at Sleep Number, right down at the Target Shopping Center. Head on down there. Go see the pros. Hop on the bed. You'll never be sorry. We'll be right back. It's 20 minutes. We are really running on this one. 20 minutes after the hour, right here at Free Fire Radio, your town hall of the air.
The Red Bluff Roundup is on April 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. Get your tickets now. $250,000 is up for grabs with 600 of the toughest cowboys. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the good seats while you can. It's constant action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, and wild pony riding, rodeo clowns, and more. Friday night, brought to you by Food Max and Tri-County Bank. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7, and an after-party with live music of Northern Heat. Saturday is Wells Fargo Bank and Red Bluff Dodge Day. Gates open at 12 and rodeo at 2:30, and an evening concert by Nashville recording artist Granger Smith.
If the boot fits.
Whoa, whoa. And Sunday is St. Elizabeth Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at redbluffroundup.com.
You've heard B&T Satellite say, don't call the 800 number. Here's why. Summer's on its way, guys, and at B&T Satellite, they make TV easy for your boat, your RV, or even your treehouse. They're not a corporate call center. They actually listen to you, their cherished customers. Call 241-3474. Don't put up with a convoluted process that consists solely of sitting on hold. At B&T Satellite, business is done with your needs in mind. Listen to some happy customers as written on Yelp. Bonnie K writes,
this year we traded in our travel trailer for a larger one and wanted the trailer set up so we could use our satellite. After we picked up our new travel trailer and got it home, we could not use the satellite. Try as we might, it never worked. We called B&T Satellite and Doug to the rescue. What a great guy. It works like a charm, and he gave Bud and I another tutorial on how to operate it. We are technologically challenged, so we are happy and consider Doug a true friend. If you need help, he's your man.
Stephen P. writes,
these guys are the best. If you're thinking of getting satellite in NorCal, Dish. Call these guys. I worked with Doug, and I felt like I had a new friend when it was all said and done. Let them make TV easy for you. Call 241-3474 or on the web at btsatellite.com.
The 23rd annual banquet for the Reading Chapter of Safari Club International will be conducted May 13th at the Wind River Event Center. Safari Club International is the premier organization that protects hunters' rights and promotes wildlife conservation worldwide. Join us for a night of great food and fantastic auctions. Auctions will include African hunting safaris, Argentinian dove hunts, elk, bear, and buffalo hunts. Special drawings for youth and ladies for gear and guns. For tickets, call Larry McLeod at 530-474-5075.
It's raining diamonds at Goldmark Jewelers. Diamonds, diamonds, and more diamonds. Save an amazing 25% off all bridal mountings and 15% off all diamond fashion jewelry, including estate diamond jewelry. Fine diamonds of every size, quality, and price as Goldmark Jewelers rains diamonds during the entire month of April. Remember, diamonds are a girl's best friend, and Goldmark is your diamond destination. Goldmark Jewelers in the Town and Country Square, Hilltop Drive, Reading. Open Monday through Saturday, 9:30 to 5:30. Close Sunday.
And now, back to our show.
Just take those old records off the shelf. I sit and listen to them by myself.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio at KCNR 1460 with Carl Bond and Trish Clark. 46 degrees going up to 56 today. It's the same thing that was written on there yesterday, isn't it? It's the same thing. Oh, News Bob just left it on there because it was close enough.
No, I saw him change it.
Oh, did he change it? Oh, okay. All right. And rain, thunderstorms, tornadoes.
Same as yesterday.
Tornadoes. What is this? Stop it. Okay. Weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give him a call. 365-3793. Okay. So we were talking about something during the break, and I can't bring it up, but it's the kind of thing that a married couple will talk about. And then it gets into because we're both type A's. Oh, yeah? No. I am. No, I am. Stupid. Okay. What's ticking you off right now?
I don't know. Is
it the Democrats done something? Okay. You haven't been on here since they passed the gas tax. And now they're talking about this bail bond law. And, we're going to have – hopefully Holly Hostra from Holly's Bail Bonds is going to give us a call. I talked to her. And I haven't seen anything back saying she can't. So, but she's not in the area, so she's going to be calling in. But what do you think about this gas tax that our brethren, our fellow Californians did to us?
Well, I'm still confused about that because I thought that we passed a law a while back that they couldn't do a tax without a vote of the people.
Unless you have a two-thirds majority.
Well, and they can do that on darn near anything.
Right.
Because we've got all those Democrats down there. So, the gas tax... And then the DMV fee, it's going to cost me $175 more on each one of my vehicles.
Is it that much more?
Well, that's what I said. I don't know how much more, but up to $175.
Various numbers around $150 to $175.
Okay. But I got three vehicles.
This is what gets me. This is what. Oh yeah, you're going. Oh,
and
no.
The gas.
You know what it is. You have an RV. Right away, you're a rich person, and you're going to just pay. Because you...
No, I'm an RV. I have an RV. I'm a poor person just paying the taxes and the insurance and the gas.
Here's the big thing is this. They brag. It's on the front page how they paid off a Republican and a Democrat by giving them almost $1 billion worth of pork, in their districts. I mean, it was just, I went in there and I didn't get out till 10:30. I got what I wanted. I wanted that corridor, that traffic corridor done and finished. And it was $500 million, and I just, and I went in there, and the whole time I'm thinking, you POS. I mean, you're in there, you're a Republican, and you're trying to hold the level of taxes, and you just sold your people down the stream. You just sold them right there.
You know, that was an argument that Congressman Wally Herger and I had for years. Excuse me. Wally didn't believe in pork, and so he wouldn't go in and fight for something for his district because he said he didn't believe in pork. He didn't believe that you should get special things. And I would say to him, yeah, but Wally, you vote for the budget every year, and it's full of pork that everybody else has bargained, and you vote for it, and you vote in favor of it. So you're voting for everybody else to get their pork. But you will never bring any home to us.
Well, but you've got what his stand was is I don't believe in it. Yeah, I'm going to vote for it because there's other things in it. And if people have the low morals to do that, then that's up to them. But I'm going to be clean. Now, on the other hand, if it looks like they're looking for that one vote and it looks like, it's going to pass, I really kind of wanted Ted to jump in there and go, wait a minute, if it's going to go,
we could use $500 million
worth of
money for the jail.
Infrastructure, and I want a jail built. I want an extension on the jail built now. And he could have said that. And Brown would have gone, oh. And then everybody up here would have gone.
Or a courthouse.
Or $500 million should come straight to us, right off the top, to do infrastructure.
Yeah. What? A lot of options. But you will remember that the year that our two Republicans got into it and did something such as that, I believe it was Assemblyman Dickerson and Senator Johannesson, and they got in there and actually cut a really fat deal for us, and the Republican Party just absolutely tore them a new one. Just went away on them, and as a matter of fact, Mr. Dickerson didn't get reelected as a result of that.
That's what I heard. And I heard that Mojo got hammered too.
Well, at one point they actually turned on each other trying to divert it, and then they both got hammered. But Assemblyman Dickerson didn't get reelected because of that.
Well, and then of course Maurice is a great guy. Sometimes people have a little trouble with him, but
Maurice is Maurice.
Yeah, he is. He makes no apology for it.
Yeah, he has a way of getting things done and ending up, generally speaking, on the top of the pile. However, he got there.
He would have made a great Veterans Affairs guy.
He did.
He was for a while.
During the time he was in.
He did a great job while he was there, and he should have stayed.
He got us things. He got veterans homes. He got all that stuff. Okay.
Then Republican establishment stomped him as soon as Schwarzenegger.
And it goes back again to that they sold their vote for some good stuff.
Some great stuff. Well, the thing is that would you vote for something? Look, if it's going to get, and somebody else is going to get in there and get it, if I can get $500 million from my district to put infrastructure in to fix the roads, fix the potholes.
Which is exactly why I never ran for the Assembly or the Senate, although I was encouraged to many times.
Because
I had, it would. I said a million times.
You're now a prostitute.
No, well, exactly. But you go down there, and let's just say you introduce a bill that's about clean water. And you do that bill, and you put it in there, and by the time it goes through that machine down there and comes out the other end, there's a little bitty piece of it that has something to do with clean water. It has so many other onerous things that you are that are so against your principles. It's got your name on the bill. What do? I mean, you can't vote for it now because, for heaven's sakes, it's going to put women and children on the street in every place in your district, and it's horrible. It's taxing the public. It goes against every grain of everything you stand for.
Well, then you vote against it.
Well, yeah, so you end up voting for your own bill, against your own bill.
Because they gutted it and put other things in it.
But that is never explained to the public. She puts this bill forth, and now she's voting against it. The lady doesn't know what she's doing. They have a hard job, actually. The way it's set up.
Ken Murray famously described it as watching sausage being made.
Exactly.
Okay,
I mean, it's a messy situation.
Do you mind if we take a break here?
Go ahead.
At some point.
All right.
If you don't mind me just breaking in here.
Oh, it's okay, Carl. We'll let you do that from time to time.
7:30 in the morning. It's time for a chance to listen to our sponsors. Who are the ones that keep us on the air? That's right. Right here at KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio. We'll be right back with Tai Chi.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hey, high school sophomores, juniors, and seniors. It's been a long year and graduation is just around the corner. After all that hard work, a nice summer break is well deserved. But wait, did you know that by taking a few classes at Shasta College this summer, you can get a jump start on your college education? Shasta College has more for you. More classes so you can graduate faster. More programs so you can choose your perfect career path. More flexibility to work around your busy life schedule. And more ways to graduate and transfer than ever before. Summer enrollment is happening now, and we've made it easier than ever for you to register. Call 242-7650 to get started and get a jump on your future career with summer classes at Shasta College. The world is full of endless possibilities, and Shasta College is here to help you begin your dream and secure your future. It's your life, your path, and your college. We just help you bring it all together. Get your jump start at Shasta College. Register today at 242-7650.
Did you know all PG&E residential customers will be switched to time-of-use billing by 2019? That means you could pay three times more for your power during the day. Solar power from Advanced Power Reading is the solution. And with our new lithium battery pack, you can take advantage of the new rates by using your stored energy during the peak hours and recharge at night when rates are low. Visit our showroom at 843 North Market Street and see the new battery technology at work. And our new battery can be added to your existing solar system. Advanced Power Reading is offering zero down with up to 25-year financing. Give us a call today at 226-0701 and let us show you the way to produce your own power. Remember these three things. Don't let anyone talk you into a lease. Use a local solar contractor. Get at least three bids. And call the experts at Advanced Power Reading, 226-0701, or stop by our office at 843 North Market Street, Reading. 226-0701, 843 North Market Street, Reading.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, your town hall there. Good morning, everybody. 26 27 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 13th of April. I can't believe we've already gone through 13 days in April.
I can't believe we're already in April.
I can't believe it. But I thought we should still be in February.
Christmas was just last week, was it not?
I thought it was. 46 degrees going up to 56 today with chances of rain, thunderstorms, hail, and a small tornado. I'm not sure about the tornado part because you said it was
just a little twister.
A little twister, but to me,
funnel clouds, a tornado does not touch down.
Oh, okay, I got it now. It's clear. So scratch off the tornado part for all you people. Just screeched to a halt, went back. I'm going to get back in bed because this is just not a good day. Okay, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Home Helpers. Absolutely the best place for in-home health care. It is your solution to taking care of your loved ones, whether it's a short period because of operations, broken legs, or in-home health care for long-term, quality, compassionate in-home care. You're not going to find any better than Sharon Clark and Home Helpers. Give her a call at 226-8350. It's the one I would choose for if I had to take care of Bad Bob. You know, if he was down hard, I would have Home Helpers take care of you, buddy. Just want you to know that. That's how much I love you, man. Okay. Hey, you know what? If we're going to find out, there is a movement on to build a Reading Tai Chi meditation garden down by the bridge,
by the Sundial Bridge.
And we have a couple of the people here that are kind of spearheading this, and our spokesman today is Michael Chytowski. Michael, good morning.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
He's very relaxed.
Unlike
unlike Trish and I, we probably could use.
We should probably use some Tai Chi.
The only problem is when we get into the Tai Chi, we end up striking each other, and I don't think you're supposed to do that.
No.
Okay. All right, Michael, tell us what Tai Chi is. For people hear it,
but they don't really know what it is.
Yeah, you may have seen it on commercials on TV. It's a slow motion, low impact exercise. It's done, like I said, slow motion. It started in China about 600 years ago, and it was originally a martial art, but we de-emphasize that part now, and it's more like a standing form of yoga, a way to relax, reduce stress, help improve your balance. And it's something that seniors can practice very easily. It's something most sports that you practice, like, say, tennis or bicycling or high-impact sports, basketball, you can only do that for a certain period in your life, and then you phase out of that. But with Tai Chi, people often start in their 40s, 50s, 60s, or 70s, and it's something you can practice the rest of your life. So it's very popular in China and also popular all over the world. There's about 2 million practitioners of Tai Chi in the United States.
And you see people out in the parks all the time. If you remember the movie The Intern with Robert De Niro, and the movie started out, it was within the first few minutes of it, where he's out in the park in New York doing Tai Chi. And for people that actually saw Easy Rider, one part of it was a young man doing Tai Chi in there when they were into the commune. And people were going, Easy Rider? Did he really watch that? I could have been an extra in that. Okay.
Ever since we've had the center open, the Frontier Senior Center down in Anderson, we've had an ongoing Tai Chi part of that where we've had someone in there and a few people on a regular basis that are doing Tai Chi.
Yeah, there's a lot of groups. Reading Senior Center has classes, and then there's another lady in town, Chris Netto, who teaches, and Nadia over at the Bohemian Art Loft teaches Tai Chi classes. So there's several groups in town.
So what were the benefits?
Well, it helps improve balance. There's been studies that show that people who practice Tai Chi have a lower incidence of hip fractures. So once again, it improves balance and stability. Reduces stress, can reduce blood pressure. There's been another study, it's actually printed in the Record Searchlight about 10 or 11 years ago now, but said that Tai Chi helps people who practice Tai Chi have a lower incidence of shingles outbreak, which is a terrible disease that people often get when they're
older. Which is caused a lot by stress as long as...
Stress and low immune system, right. So it helps with that. It's also helpful for people with chronic disease, low back pain, knee pain, things like that. It's a very gentle exercise, and it's more rejuvenative for your body.
Well, right now, and so the reason they're on here today was Linda Finkel, too, is back over there. And this is a member of not just the Tai Chi groups, I guess you could say, but society there. It's also for they want to build a Tai Chi meditation garden, but it's not just for Tai Chi. It's also for yoga, dance, and other low-impact type of meditative exercises. Now, Turtle Bay Exploration Park has donated a site to build the garden next to the Sundial Bridge, and we're going to be able to tell you where to go online or on Facebook so you can see what it looks like, and it's very pretty. I mean, there's not a lot of standing things there because it's just a place where people can go and practice yoga and other meditative exercises and Tai Chi. And the way they are doing this through two ways. So tell us how they're going to do this, Mike.
Okay, well, there's number one, we got this idea back last September. We'd seen a place in Rockville, Maryland, who'd built this similar thing, and we just thought it was beautiful. It's built of flagstone. It's going to be a large, kind of like a large patio, but it's going to be like a work of art when it's done because it's built of flagstone. We had a lot of interest in it, and we paired up with Shasta County Arts Council. They're our fiscal sponsors, and so people who donate can get a tax-deductible donation to our project, which is really wonderful. And then another part of our fundraising is to be in the a Community Thrives program, which is through the USA Today network. And that involves submitting a video for a nationwide competition and then having people vote on the video to see, you know, to get popularity on the video. The top 10 videos will then go before a panel of judges, and they will give a $100,000 grant and two $50,000 grants. And we think we've got an excellent project. We've thought this out. We've got architects on board. We have Ryan Russell of Russell Studios, Terry Topolsky as architects who are modifying our plans for the site. We've partnered with Turtle Bay Exploration Park, who've donated the property. Once again, the Shasta County Arts Council has helped us. And other people have been helping with this project. So we've got it well thought out, we believe, and we think we have a good chance of winning this. We also have submitted a video, which I think is just top-notch, which explains our story. So people can vote by going online and then voting, and you can vote once a day for the next 29 days, go through May 12th. And if we can get enough votes from the community and nationwide, because you can tell your friends anywhere to vote also, we hope to get in the top 10 and be considered for the grant.
Okay. So they can write a check to the Shasta County Arts Council if they'd like to make a cash donation.
Correct.
Be sure and mark on your check that it's Tai Chi Garden Project.
Correct. Yes.
Or they can go online at...
Well, you go to readingtaichi.com.
And you have a link there.
I do, yeah. That'll take you directly to the voting site, and you'll see the video that we've produced. Actually, the Shasta County Arts Council produced the fantastic video. And then you can click vote. And it'll ask you for your email address, your name, your zip code, your date of birth. They just want to make sure that people aren't like a robot isn't, you know, voting 10,000 times.
And you can
it's
only
not
vote
like you're. It's not like you're
going to
get anything back from them. It's just
no,
it's just a way of I would.
You get a confirmation back that says you voted,
and
then share this link with somebody else. So
yeah.
They encourage people
and,
to do that.
And you can do this now. How much is this going to cost? I mean,
well,
this project,
we envision $100,000. So if we can win the $100,000, we can start breaking ground. And one part of my goal is I'd like to see it built by the time the new Sheraton at Turtle Bay is built, because it would add a new feature to the Turtle Bay Exploration Park. And I think it's going to help not only for just Tai Chi people, but I think for the community itself, it's going to be another feature. This will be the only Tai Chi court on the West Coast. There's only two other ones in the United States. One's in Houston, Texas. The other one's in Maryland. And there are a lot of people practicing Tai Chi. And I think with being on the I-5 corridor, that we'll have people say, okay, let's stop and check out this Tai Chi court. And whether they buy gas or a meal or stay overnight, I think it can help pull in more interest to our area.
Anytime we get somebody off the freeway, they spend money.
You beat me. Every time you beat me by like a half a breath.
Well, yeah, but I did beat you.
You did beat me. Okay, no, so I'm shutting up. Okay, you know what we can have is the we can have the first annual Tai Chi meditation
festival.
And you bring in different people to do Tai Chi and stuff. And then make it very competitive. And then but that kind of goes against everything about Tai Chi.
Well, you know, the group in Maryland.
Has to watch, Carl. He kind of goes off.
The group in Maryland, they've had theirs since 2011, and they've started a Tai Chi festival there.
I think it's a great idea. You can have an East Coast and West Coast festival.
Sure. They said at their last one, they had over 400 people attend. So that's a substantial amount. You could fill the new Sheraton with that. You could fill other hotels with that if we had that kind of attendance. And it might take a few years to do that.
Well, this is West Coast. We're much more loosey-goosey than the East Coast.
You know, people
We'd have more people here.
Sure. Yeah,
people don't always take into consideration the fact that when you do something like that and you bring people in, it makes a huge difference.
Yeah, it's just another event. It adds to another center. Yeah.
Okay, so... All right, so now if you want to donate, you go to ShastaArtsCouncil.org, support arts. You can go to the ReadingTaiChi.com.
Website, yes.
At ReadingTaiChi.com.
Correct, yes.
Okay.
There's a link right on
and
the front page.
And there's a link right there that's easy. We've been sending out emails everywhere where you can just click on it. Is there a Facebook page?
There is, yeah. If you search on Facebook for Reading Tai Chi Meditation Garden Project, you'll find that.
Okay. So, and if there's anybody that needs more information, they all need more money. It's 223-2346.
Correct.
All right. And this has been Michael Chitowski, who is the what would you say? You're a master?
Master. I've been practicing for a long time, but I don't have that title yet.
Okay.
I'm an instructor with Reading Tai Chi, yes.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. You know, this is something that's cool.
It is. And you know, I think that just the presence there will be, as you indicated, an added attraction. And it probably could be used for other events as well.
I'm sure.
Exactly.
It's a large patio. So certainly it will be used for other things.
There will be benches. People can play music. You can read a book. Just relax and enjoy the outdoors.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Barbecues.
Sounds marvel.
Outside dances. I really like the idea of a
dance on it.
Of course you can. So this is just, you know, it would be, you know, under the Tai Chi, umbrella. But you could be so many things there that you could do once you have that in there.
Exactly.
So I think it's a great
and
having a Tai Chi festival, that's not crazy. Ah.
It's going to be large, too. It's going to be about 1,800 square feet, about 50 foot in diameter. So you can do multiple events at the same time. People could practice Tai Chi in one corner.
Yoga.
One section or yoga or dance. Or
hard rock band on the other corner.
No. I'm not exactly sure that's going to work. Okay. All right. Hey, thank you very much. We're going to put this up in our window here, this little poster. Plus, we're going to, if we see the Facebook page, we'll share that with thousands.
Thank you. We appreciate this going.
All right. Hey, thanks for what you're doing here. It's something else that makes our community stand out. And you need things that make our community stand out to have people come.
That's exactly right.
All right.
Anything different. Get them here and share the wealth.
We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to listen to Trish just take off on just a variety of things. I have a whole bunch of things that I'm going to just throw out to her. And she can...
She's going to try and push my button.
I'm going to push every button
Let
she has.
Let the games begin.
We'll be right back.
Hey, hun, guess what I found out today?
I'm all ears.
Well, my windshield wiper fluid ran out today, so I stopped by Premier Oil Change for a free top-off.
Yeah?
As one of the technicians was filling the wiper fluid, another came over and told me I was due for an oil change, which is cool, but get this. He said I had more than enough reward points, so my oil change was free.
Free? Did we sign up for something?
Nope, Premier doesn't require that we sign up. We're just regular customers that drive a lot, and Premier does all the fluid maintenance on our cars, so we build up points automatically.
Wow. Who knew? Free fluid top-offs, reward points that accumulate each time we do required maintenance? Dang, suddenly I feel really smart.
Okay, smart guy. With the money I just saved you, can you take me out to dinner?
That's the second best idea you've had today.
Learn more about rewards the next time you stop by or go to our website at PremierOilChange.com in the Palo Cedro Shopping Center and on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find Fine Ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Reading Yellow Cab, and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Reading Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Reading Yellow Cab, and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
It's rodeo time! Steer wrestling, team roping, saddle bronc riding, barrel racing, and of course, bull riding. The 2017 Reading Rodeo is coming, and our own Reading Rodeo is the 2016 Hall of Fame inductees. And you can be there this year for all the action-packed fun. Get your advance tickets at ReadingRodeo.com and click on tickets. We will see you and all of your friends at the 2017 Reading Rodeo, May 17th through the 20th. That's ReadingRodeo.com.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark.
Yeah.
B&T Satellite's bringing us this segment. Don't call the 800 number. Why? Because summer's here. And if you want a satellite dish on your RV, which do you have a satellite dish in your RV?
I actually do. I do, but
from B&T Satellite, I'm sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then you can have it on your boat or even your treehouse. But if you're going to have satellite, it's got to be from B&T, veteran-owned business. That you don't want to work with corporations. You want somebody that's going to come out there and fix it. As people in our chat room have said, that Doug himself came over. Doug Tooley, who is the owner and a veteran, just came over himself and adjusted Sonny's satellite dish to make sure it works. Give him a call, 241-DISH. That's 241-3474. You're not going to find a better place. Keep it local, folks. Okay, now, as I rub my hands together.
I'm just thinking of these different things.
Okay. Bill O'Reilly. Have you been following this?
Just a bit.
Okay. Bill O'Reilly has had over 30 sponsors just pull back and suspend. And Bill O'Reilly and Fox News is a large part of this whole big Fox corporation owned by Rupert Murdoch. It's like 25% of his money comes from them. And Bill O'Reilly swings a big stick in that thing. Well, Bill O'Reilly, of course, is under attack for sexual assault charges.
Sexual harassment, not assault.
You're right. Sexual harassment.
Let's be clear.
You're right. Sexual harassment that supposedly $13 million has been paid out over the years by Fox and O'Reilly against sexual harassment charges. And O'Reilly says, look, I didn't do it, but I'm not going to put my family through this. Well, you've got one other woman who's come up. She says, I'm not going to take his money. I'm just going to put this out there in public, and we're going to hound – and her lawyer says, we're going to hound him out of the business. Well, again – anyway, so 30 sponsors have pulled back from O'Reilly, and he's going to be taking a vacation now. So what do you think, Chris?
Could this be a targeted assault?
Of course it is.
Of course it is. But I have a different outlook on all the sexual harassment. We allowed a whole uprising of this sexual harassment thing with the whole women's movement. I have a theory that I believe women did this to themselves. We decided that we needed to be different. We needed to be equal. We wanted to play in the same world as a man. We wanted to get in there, and we wanted to be equal in every relationship. As far as anything in the boardroom, we got equal pay. We have equal clout. We do everything. But when you get into a situation as two attorneys in a courtroom, and you've got a woman and you've got a man, two men in the courtroom will really get bloody at each other. But if a woman and a man get into it and the man attacks the woman like he would another man, well, now it's sexual harassment.
Well, it's the same thing for presidential politics. If you went after Hillary the same way you'd go after, say, Barack Obama, You can't win.
Well,
you can't win.
My point. That's my point. Women want to be equal. They want to be in the room. They want everything equal. But you can't talk to me the way you can talk to a man. That's their attitude. Well, then you're not equal. You can't play in the man's world and get all the benefits everything.
But what about this?
And then turn around and yell sexual harassment. But we started paying off on it.
Well, but what
we went away from. Well, let me finish my thought.
Okay.
Let me finish my thought, okay, Carl. Okay. Because the point is, in the whole field of sexual harassment, it used to be the reasonable man theory. That how would a reasonable man react to this situation? When you're looking at sexual harassment classes, you can't look at that. You look at how that could impact that woman that day in the mood she's in. And that's how you have to find. So the reasonable man syndrome no longer works.
You know,
they have to do is make the accusation, and the guy's dead.
Well, here's the thing. Is the ones that that supposedly they settled out of court. Now, you know, of course, you don't ever know for sure. But,
that's right. They settled out of court.
They settled out of court. Is that he was using his position for sexual favors. That he was leaning in and saying, oh, why don't you come up to my room and we'll discuss this, those kind of things. Now, that's sexual harassment because of his position in this woman's life, whether it's as a boss or a, you know. But he says, and as Fox says, he's never been accused of anybody in the Fox organization. It's always from other people, you know, other people outside the Fox organization that have accused him. Now, we need to do, and I would love to have as a sexual harassment, you know, counselor or somebody that teaches this, how to avoid being, you know, having somebody say something. Because me calling you hun
could get you in trouble if I want to make a point out of it.
It could get me in trouble if you call somebody in something endearing like that. Or you just say that. And you know what? The person. Now, here's the thing. I think you need a chance to fix it. In other words, if, say, I call you, hey, hun, and you say to me, I don't want you to call me hun. And I then have two choices. I can ignore that. If I'm that stupid. Besides the fact I know you carry a gun all the time. But no, I can ignore that. And then whatever happens after that, I bring it in. Or I can take that to heart and say, okay, I cannot talk to her as I would, you know, because you get used to, you know, calling your wife this or that. And so it slips out sometimes. But it doesn't need to.
Now, this
so
is,
you've really it, got, you know, you can.
It's a major
yourself.
Thing. I've gone through the sexual harassment training on a couple of occasions in different groups that I'm at. I've sat through the ones that we put through the county employees through. And I have to tell you that I have a very jauntist outlook at it because I've worked in that world my entire life. I said it at one juncture, I had been chased around more desks than a lot of people have walked around. And there's a way to handle that. You have to assert yourself and turn around and say, that's not acceptable to me. And you do it in a manner and in front of other people where you make it known. Now this guy is on notice. You're not talking to me that way. You're not treating me that way. Most women don't do that. They back up and then they go in the corner and they get their attorney and they file a suit. I sat through so many of these at the county and I will tell you that about 90% of them were fabricated. The guy's reputation, perhaps his marriage is ruined if he's he's innocent. Not a great thing for the lady either, because even if she wins it, that's going to follow her all over the community for the rest of her life, and nobody that knows about that, they're going to figure out a reason not to hire her, because that's not something they want to deal with.
The most famous example I can think of is the attempted lynching of Clarence Thomas.
There you go. And so I'm not a big
case of this.
And I'm not saying it doesn't happen because
no,
I've been
no,
there
it
and
does
I've
happen.
Had,
it does
I
happen.
Mean I've had it happen,
how
but
many,
there are ways to handle it.
How many lawsuits could you have if you'd wanted to? Probably doesn't, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, now we had a case in our family where Linda's brother was accused of this by a woman, and it was totally false. And his insurance company says, look, just settle, we'll pay her $10,000, get, you know, and that's it. And he goes, that's wrong because I didn't do it. I'm not going to. He says, it's my reputation. And so he put his money into the fight, too. And it cost him in the six figures for this thing. But he won. And the and then we went after the people that were backing this woman to go, okay, now you get to pay for the you get to pay for the court cost. And they of course all disappeared, or you know, it was there was a church.
This was the situation I was talking about with the two attorneys. There was actually a divorce case going on in San Jose, and there were two attorneys, the female and the male, and they got into it. I mean, this attorney was well known that they both went for the jugular. They were in the courtroom, and they were going after it, and they were talking to each other back and forth and what have you, and all of a sudden she screams out in the middle of this, sexual harassment, you can't talk to me that way. I'm a woman, and the judge, I'll never forget it, he sat there and he said, excuse me, in my courtroom you're an attorney. He's an attorney. Go at it. You don't get any special privileges. She turned around and she sued both the attorney and the court. And won.
Well, you can.
And then they appealed it, and she was overturned. But
you can mock Trump's hair, but don't you say a thing about that stuff sitting on Maxine Waters' head.
There you go. It's not. I maintain that when we demanded we were equal,
we have to leave. You are equal, but just
then act equal.
We'll be right back with Holly Hoekstra from Holly's Bail Bonds, talking about what's coming up next.
The news brought to you in KCNR Shasta Redding by Wind River Resort and Casino. It's better at the river.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Linda Kenyon. President Trump says the United States is not getting along with Russia at all.
We may be at an all-time low in terms of relationship with Russia. This is built for a long period of time. But we're going to see what happens.
At a White House news conference, the president also said he'd like to think the government of Russian President Vladimir Putin didn't know about serious chemical attacks in advance, but said certainly they could have. Boris Zilberman, an expert on Russia with the Foundation for Defense of Democracy, says he disagrees with President Trump, saying U.S.-Russia ties may be at an all-time low.
We are certainly at a kind of a lower point in relations, but all-time I'd probably disagree, and things have not actually functionally gotten that much worse post the strike on the Assad regime.
The Kremlin says President Vladimir Putin's meeting with Secretary of State Rex Tillerson has not produced any positive change yet in Russian-U.S. relations. United Airlines is offering to compensate passengers who are on that Chicago to Louisville flight where a passenger was dragged off. And the airline is promising to look for ways to improve its service.
The head of United, Oscar Munoz, says he felt ashamed about the incident at O'Hare, in which a 69-year-old doctor was forcibly removed. He says no one should be mistreated that way and vows to review policies for handling overbooked flights and enticing volunteers to give up their seats.
That's correspondent Jackie Quinn. Prime Minister Shinzo Abe has warned that North Korea may be capable of firing a missile loaded with sarin nerve gas toward Japan. Abe's comments to the Parliamentary Panel on National Security and Diplomacy come amid looming concern about another missile or nuclear test by the communist country. Abe told lawmakers that North Korea may already have the capacity to shoot missiles with sarin as warheads. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If somebody wanted to do an investigation into Christianity, where would you start?
A reporter on a quest to disprove his wife's newfound faith.
I'm not going
to
lose my wife and my kids to something that I can't even reason with.
Comes face to face with an unexpected outcome.
What I felt was something more real than anything I've ever felt in my life.
Based on the best-selling book by Lee Strobel.
What happened next changed me forever.
The Case for Christ. Now playing. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Find a theater at thecaseforchristmovie.com.
The letter showed up in my mailbox with no tracks in the snow, and it might have been signed by God.
You're not thinking about Gordon, are you?
Now,
Mackenzie Phillips.
Do I know you?
Believe in miracles.
Why did you bring me here?
The pain inside is devouring you.
We'd like to heal it if you'd let us.
That's why you're here, Mackenzie. This is your flying lesson.
The Shack, rated PG-13, may be inappropriate for children under 13. Soundtrack featuring the new single, When I Pray For You, from Dan and Shay. Now playing in theaters.
Inflation at the wholesale level slid last month, pulled down by plummeting energy prices.
The Labor Department says its producer price index fell 0.1% in March, the first drop since August. Meanwhile, producer prices were up 2.3% in March from a year earlier, the sharpest annual increase in 5 years. Energy prices declined by 2.9%, including an 8.3% drop in gasoline.
That's correspondent Jeremy House. Fewer Americans sought unemployment benefits last week. The Labor Department says weekly applications for jobless aid dipped 1,000 to a seasonally adjusted 234,000. The Labor Department also says requests for benefits the prior week were revised upward by 1,000 to 235,000. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Linda Kenyon reporting. The man suspected of pulling the trigger in the Fast and Furious gun-running case has been arrested in Mexico.
Mexican authorities have arrested a suspect in the 2010 shooting death of a U.S. Border Patrol agent that exposed a bungled gun-running operation by the federal government. Heraclio Osorio Arellanes has been arrested in Mexico. He was one of two suspects still on the loose in the shooting death of Border Patrol agent Brian Terry. The gun that was used in Terry's death was part of a government program that allowed guns to be bought by criminals in hopes of tracking them.
That's correspondent Wally Hines reporting. The two women accused in the poisoning death of the estranged half-brother of North Korea's ruler have appeared in court in Malaysia. Their attorneys say police still haven't handed over security camera footage or documents crucial to the defense's case. Kim Jong-nam died on February 13th after the women allegedly smeared a banned nerve agent on Kim's face. More on these stories at townhall.com.
A full-service spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew you. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit. At Wind River Retreat, indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul with catered and customized treatments. Our spa is modern, serene, and clean. Here at Wind River Retreat, our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select services that will calm the mind, body, and soul. Spend an hour or spend the day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing, featuring Dermalogica products for skin care and body treatments. We're the only spa in Reading that has a steam and sauna for both men and women. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Visit windriverspa.com. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation is better at the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, your town hall of the air. And the studios of KCNR 1460 in the magnificent building down here on Market Street. 605-4567 is our phone number. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. But it's, you know, of course, it's being Thursday. I have Trish Clark here with me.
I just love Thursday morning.
Like, people right in here, they like us to go back and forth and headbutt each other.
That's great. It's 46 degrees in downtown Reading. High today of 56 and a low of 37. On Friday, a high of 63 and a low of 41. Saturday, high of 70 and a low of 47. Sunday, 50% chance of showers. And throughout this whole period, we're looking for some showers and off and on sunny. Today is kind of an interesting day. We talked the first hour about the fact that we've got a chance of showers, some thunderstorms, a chance of some hail, and little funnel clouds and twisters and all kinds of things can be happening out there today.
Oh,
so pay attention as you're out there driving.
Oh, my. Yes, lions and tigers and bears. Oh, my.
Yes, and the weather is brought to us, as always, by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. Locally owned and operated, they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Veteran-owned business there. And this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Alliance Heating and Air. Voted best in the North State, and there's a reason. Because they are the best in the North State. I can't think of another company that I would ever say, go out and have somebody work on your heating and air conditioning systems. That's just the way it is. Alliance Heating and Air. You're not going to find it any better. A veteran-owned business that gives a lot back to our community. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Okay, now, I'm not sure if Holly's calling in or not. I was hoping she would. But if she doesn't call today, and I wasn't sure at the last, and we wanted to talk about the bail, you know, this new thing with the bail, and we can talk about that. But after talking with her, she's getting ready to testify down next Tuesday at the state on this bill. So she is, if she's not on today, I think she's going to be on Monday morning at 8 o'clock.
Okay.
So that's the way it may have ended, and I was just kind of totally lost because usually she does exactly what she says she's going to do. So I'm sure that's what happened. So this bail bond thing says is that essentially that they're going to take a look where you have to have another person in there looking after you get arrested. You know, either a person or a committee or something. Here in town, after talking to Douglas Wright, one of our lawyers here in town, he says, well, the judge works. They've got two judges assigned for night duty. You know, everybody kind of takes turns.
Right.
So you could take that person that's been arrested and has to have that bail looked at. Instead of if you do a felony, usually, okay, like, you know, two people get, well, let me see, what would be a felony? I don't know, you're breaking something, or you rob somebody, or you
over
know,
a certain
or
amount, or something. Yeah.
So you come in, if it's a felony, you have to get bail to get out. Well, in this one, you go in front of somebody, and they see if you know they look at your financial condition, and if you're a flight risk, and these other things, you know, and so bail may be set at zero. But however, if you have the money. And you still have all this. You could get hit with the bail just because you have money. Because what they're saying is it's not fair for people that are poor to have to stay in jail because they don't have bail money. While people that are rich, like that one woman who just – did you see that? She paid a $36 million bail. You know, she and her friends came up with $36 million to bail her out of jail. Yeah, imagine that. And so you've got those people that can do that, and you've got other people that are, you know, they're living from paycheck to paycheck, and they get a $10,000 bail, and that's just beyond them. Now, Holly was going to talk to us. She'll talk to us Monday about how a bail bondsman can work with a family. And once a person has bail, their chances of coming back to court are a lot better than people that don't have bail.
You know, and let's take the other side of that, because here you've got this poor person. Okay, for whatever reason, they're poor. But then isn't that just another incentive to say, okay, I don't choose to get a job. I can be poor and I can go out and do anything I want to, and they're not even going to make me, if I commit a felony, they're not even going to throw me in jail, and they're not going to demand bail. They're just going to let me out on the street, so I got nothing to lose here.
Well,
I can just go and do whatever I want to do.
All the law enforcement people are against it, Poletti, Basinko, and Basinko's got a jail that, you know, if he could, he'd stack them, but he can't. And he says, oh, no. What you're doing is exactly that. Just another way of turning people loose on the street.
And another reason not to get a job and be responsible, because if you got a job and you're responsible, they can attach your wages or do all kinds of things to you. If you don't have a job or any means of income and you're just kind of floating through life and not reporting any money that you are earning maybe on the side, you can just go out and be whatever you want to and steal whatever you want to, and they're not going to pick you up for shoplifting, and now they're not even going to keep you in jail. Sounds like a free ticket for me.
If it's a non-felony, which is anything up to $900, you don't get that. They may arrest you, but you don't go into jail for it. Because under the new – you get a ticket or whatever it is. Oh, you have to show up for trial in a month. Yeah, right, if I remember that, or if I even want to. And who are the most wanted? You know, when they start putting the pictures – you know, have you noticed it's gone from 5 to 2? As she has some people wanted, and I can understand that because they could have put like 40 out there probably. So, but it's almost always, not always, but almost always failure to show in court.
Or
probation, or they've screwed up their probation.
Be interesting to talk to Holly about that. I want to jump a little bit off of that just to the jail situation.
Sure.
I haven't heard you talk, and I don't know that the community is totally aware of the pending litigation against the jail now. For the disability access.
I have not addressed that, but this is another
huge thing.
This is the beginning. This is just
the last
this
lawsuit.
This is just the tip of the iceberg.
The last lawsuit that we had against the jail, we had an absolutely marvelous attorney. It took us, I'm going to say, darn near 4 years to get to the bottom of that. That is a big deal, ladies and gentlemen, and your taxpayer dollars, all that money that could be used to build that jail, to have more staffing and what have you, is now going down that drain into that lawsuit because you are only just at the beginning of it. It will cost millions to get out of it if we do.
Okay.
And it will limit the space and everything else we can do with that jail, no matter how it turns out.
We're going to take
big deal.
We're going to take a quick break here. And when we come back, we're going to talk about it in case you haven't heard about it. This portion of the show is brought to you, of course, by Dandelion Boutique, a bright spot of all this rain. If you go into there and you walk into the Dandelion Boutique on 1322 Pine Street, it's bright and sunshiny in there. Everybody is happy, and you can find the – you know what? It's getting to be Easter. So what happens on Easter Sunday? You can have hats and nice dress or something like that. You know,
and
something
no
special. And it's not going to rain. No matter what it says, it's not going to rain. But you can find anything you want. Clothing, bags like Brighton bags and Brighton jewelry, watches, everything at Dandelion Boutique, 1322 Pine Street, open Monday through Saturday. It's a great place. Linda shops there all the time, and she looks just splendid, as does Trish. All right, we'll be right back after these messages. It's 15 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 13th of April, 2017. It's 46. It's going to be going up to 56 today. Rain, maybe some hail, maybe some thunderstorms. And I'm not even going to mention other things like funnel clouds somewhere around here, but it's not tornadoes. It's not like that. But it's just a heavy weather warning. We'll be right back.
At Goldmark Jewelers, diamonds, diamonds, and more diamonds. Save an amazing 25% off all bridal mountings and 15% off all diamond fashion jewelry, including estate diamond jewelry. Fine diamonds of every size, quality, and price as Goldmark Jewelers rains diamonds during the entire month of April. Remember, diamonds are a girl's best friend, and Goldmark is your diamond destination. Goldmark Jewelers in the Town and Country Square, Hilltop Drive, Reading. Open Monday through Saturday, 9:30 to 5:30. Close Sunday.
It's reported vehicle collision repair technology is advancing faster than medicine. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Alan Gordon, CEO of Coachmaster, is doing his part to provide the North Valley with the latest technology. He has added another frame machine using ultrasound computer measuring. Ultrasound can measure the frame and produce a printed document to verify any damage before repair is started. When repair is completed, an after document is printed for verification. Finally, wheel alignment is by our 3D imaging system. It produces the most accurate wheel alignment and also verifies frame accuracy, providing additional confidence for the vehicle owner. Three lasers, ultrasound measuring, infrared, 3D imaging. This sounds like NASA, but no, it's the best equipped collision repair shop in the North Valley. Coachmaster Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out solar, may be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com, then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
It's termite swarm season again when termites quickly expand their already large colonies. Because of the quiet and hidden nature of termites, they are often undetected until the damage has already occurred. If you suspect your house has termites, call the professionals at Big Time Pest Control immediately for a free estimate. Big Time Pest Control will guarantee extermination of termites, insects, spiders, and rodents. Call 530-242-8830. Big Time service at a price you can afford. Big Time Pest Control.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. 18 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 13th of April. This portion of the show brought to you by, of course, Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading, in one of Trisha's favorite places.
Absolutely. A girl cannot have too many diamonds or too many guns.
And you know what? This is the time of the year where diamonds can be, you know, guys are asking girls to marry them, or girls are asking guys to marry them.
Yeah.
Or guys are asking guys and girls are asking girls. I mean, you know, and or a guy is asking a girl who turns out to be a guy. I mean, there's a lot of confusion on her, but there's a lot of opportunity to buy diamonds. And
okay.
Four Winds Jewelry is the place to do it. And you can have them designed and built there because they've got it all. Full service jewelry store. 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Okay, we're talking about this lawsuit that's just hit the Shasta County Jail based on the fact that Americans for Disability Act.
Yeah, it says the jail does not comply with the American Disabilities Act and does not have the necessary accommodations for people with disabilities, such as handlebars and showers, doorways are too narrow for wheelchairs, lack of seating in the classrooms, people in wheelchairs, according to the court documents. And the big deal is they've just said it's a class action suit now.
So what's that? Okay, so
a class action
suit.
That means everybody can pile on.
That's been in the jail.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, if you remember, the jail just lost a lawsuit. I think it cost $35,000 because they were giving them a food loaf. You know, that was made of stuff. You know, and it was baked. It was a form of punishment for people in the jail. It was nutritious, but
couldn't do bread and water.
Can't do bread and water. It's nutritious, but it tasted, I guess. You know, Basenko said it tasted pretty good. Okay. But this guy who is in another jail in right now, he's because it's been going on for a couple of years, he's in a federal jail down in Florida. So he wins $35,000 or $40,000, and because they forced him to eat this stuff.
Do you know
that, I mean, this is just getting to be a little bit, but this ADA thing.
It's huge.
This could cost lots of money.
Well, and as we were talking off the air, when this whole thing came down, and that's exactly how we got into all of these AB what have yous that have just impacted us all over the place with the jails, the prisoners being moved out of the state and federal prisons in the state of California because of the lawsuits about mental health services and this and that and overcrowding. All those things, and in winning those lawsuits against the state jails, they moved them all down to the county jails. And county jails are jails. They're not prisons. And they're not equipped to hold people for sentenced prisoners for a year or 2 years or 3 years. The accommodations and the facilities are just not there. But that's what we've got. So now they're going to go around and like you say, they're swarming out there. The attorneys are out there. Now they're going to start hitting these local jails. They're going to make us empty out the space we have now. Can't accommodate that many. And the disability thing, if they start claiming that all of those people with disabilities have to be able to access every portion and thing that every other prisoner has, you can't win that lawsuit.
Well, you know, so look at it like this. Okay, so a prisoner goes into a shower. According to the ADA, I guess there has to be the rails. I understand that, though. I mean, I understand that. There, you know what? How hard is that to put in the rails? I mean,
in every shower.
You knew that this was coming. No, you just knew it was coming. Sheriff knew it was coming. Border supervisors knew it was coming. You just knew it was coming. They were going to find something. You know, it starts with a food loaf. It starts with this other thing, whatever it was, you know, years ago. So now you have to be a little proactive there, and you look around and you go, okay, what can they get us on? Well, they've got us on this. Now, how big is this? I don't know. You're saying because it just went class action, this thing could it be like you're talking millions?
Oh, I think so, because once they go back and say – and what you don't understand is the time – you have to retrofit things. Then you get into the attorney's fees, which are monumental. I mean, they're huge. And the court actions, let's say one of the defendants in the case is of a different nationality. Now you're talking interpreters, and you're talking a different interpreter for every defendant, and you're talking all kinds of.
Well, what if you just said you're right? You know what? You're right. So we're going to fix it right now. And they go in and they retrofit everything. But you don't fight it in court. What happens then?
I don't think
then?
That you can't.
That won't be good enough. It's all about the money.
It's all
I
about
know
the
that,
money. And
so
you can't
say,
retrofit everything they're talking about, because a lot of the areas that you're talking about getting access to, you're talking knocking. This is a really old building. You cannot go in and make every, I mean, redo every doorway, redo every, you're, this is a monumental thing.
That hurt,
thing.
Trish, because I remember seeing it go up.
Well, but yeah, you're right. But I'm going to guarantee you there's all kinds of areas that are not, maybe a half an inch. So the whole wall has to come out, or well, every paper towel needs to be.
Do you remember when they were having all these lawsuits against local businesses?
And they closed, and, one
well,
after another.
But don't you remember at the end, while this was going on, if your counter was a half an inch too high, you were going to get sued. Dianne Feinstein came out and told California, if you don't fix this, we're going to make it federal, and we will fix this for you. So I believe the law was changed on those. They gave you 6 months to fix something. In other words, if you didn't have a ramp, you weren't going to just lose your business or have to pay somebody $50,000. They gave you 6 months to fix it. Is that correct?
And that is true, but I'm going to also tell you that I can name, without hardly thinking, four or five businesses that closed because they were in old facilities and were unable to all the restrooms.
Okay, right. They can't.
You can't do it. You have to destroy the building to get there.
Some of them are grandfathered because of the age, I would think.
There was a lawyer. There was a wheelchair guy out of, I think, Happy Valley, and his lawyer. They would go around and target businesses. This is back during the 90s, I think it was. I remember watching the story. The place I was working was one of the businesses they targeted, and they would go in and scout out and find places that were difficult for a person in a wheelchair and drop the lawsuit on them. And the company, eventually the lawyer was disbarred for predatory practices, but they cost this county millions.
Okay, let's go to the phones. Terry, good morning.
Good morning. Boy, California is the gift that keeps on giving, isn't it?
Well, it's not just California. I imagine that this, and it's not just Redding, but I imagine any place that where there's lawyers that, and you have things going like this, you know, that you can't help but see what's happening. But in California, it's probably a lot easier for this to happen.
Well, not only that, but the laws that we have in California are a lot more strict.
Yes,
especially when it comes to this. And Bob's absolutely right. I can remember that too, Bob. When it was actually a woman that was going around going to different stores and going to different areas, and everybody and their mother got sued for not having this for disabled people or that for disabled people. But I guess the big concern we've got to have is really what the definition of a disabled person is. I mean, there's all kinds of. It could be physical, it could be mental, it could be diet-wise, it could be all kinds of stuff. And Trish, you're right, this lawsuit could add into the millions. And Carl, you're right. I mean, there's no reason in the world why the county couldn't see this coming, especially after what Bob mentioned that happened in the late 90s. I mean, how do you not see this stuff coming?
Well, you know, but then there's, you know, but there's that other part too. I mean, I think see things like handles and, you know, those kind of things you can put on the sides of walls and you can do that. There's other things you could probably do, but Trish is right. If you're going to try and retrofit, you know, doorways, you're going to have to tear down walls to do that. Maybe. I mean, I'm not sure. I don't think you'd have to tear down the whole wall to do that, but.
Well, my son is in a wheelchair, my youngest son.
Right.
He was born with spina bifida. And he's 28 years old, and he gets through our doorways in our home just fine. So I'm not sure. That it would have to be every doorway, but I know that there's some rooms in our house, for example, a bathroom we have in the back bedroom that's handicap accessible with a handicap shower and a bar and everything. And we just did that for Chad. We just did it for him. But I think that we've got to be really wary on all these different laws that are coming out that are giving the prisoners more rights. And I know in Jefferson, we'll probably be more along the Arizona guidelines so our sheriff doesn't have to worry about being sued every time he turns around like ours does.
Yeah, you know, and I understand, you know, that you can, you know, a state law can do or state laws can be changed. But then you look at the part of this is a federal law. This is American Disability Act from the feds.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to, no matter what state you're in, you're still going to fall under that, aren't you?
Well, you will, but I'm sure that there's more to it than just that. I mean, I don't think that they're working everything off of just federal law. I'm sure there's restrictions in, in California. I'm sure there are some that California would be more adhering to magnifying the federal law. Let's just put it that way.
Piling on.
And even in just the federal laws, though, they are more onerous than they need to be in a lot of instances. You compare us to, I mean, you know, we've someplace in between us and the third world countries, there's got to be a happy medium where you go a lot of places in Europe or Mexico or those places, there's absolutely no accommodation for disability people in many areas.
That's a good analogy, Trish. Of course, if we keep California keeps going the way we're going, California will be a third world country.
Yeah,
anyway, you guys have a great day and
thanks,
good
Terry.
Show.
All right. Hey, thanks. Yeah, Terry was on yesterday with the State of Jefferson Mine and Wynn Carpenter talking about what their show's about and all this and things that are going on. But, you know, it's things like this. This is going to be, you know, and
it
this is just one.
There's no reasonableness left in the process of certainly reasonable accommodations need to be made for people to get into areas. But I kind of liken it to the fact that if in fact there are things for any disability or life condition that you have that you simply are not going to be able to do because you have that condition. If you're in a wheelchair for whatever reason, you probably are not going to be able to go to the top of Mount Shasta.
Yeah, but see,
that we make an accommodation to get you to the top of Mount Shasta?
That's not reasonable.
And that's what we're losing in a lot of instances.
Well, but it should be reasonable that you can get through a doorway.
Absolutely.
It should be reasonable that there isn't a curb there. You remember when there were curbs and people were fighting putting in those ramps for people in wheelchairs? And they were going, oh, it's just costing, blah, 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 blah. Now, there's a business here in town, and I understand them. They were going to do something. But it was going to entail putting a ramp and a sidewalk from the bus stop all the way through their lot, all the way into the business, and they just didn't do it. They didn't add that one part on because the cost was going to be several hundred thousand dollars by the time it finished. We do have to have reasonableness, but I've also, like Terry, I've had people that I've, you know, in the military that are in wheelchairs, and things are just tough already. And if you're in a jail, I mean, you're there for whatever reason, you're there and you're guilty as hell. You ought to be able to go into and be able to take a shower or have a facility there to take a shower.
And I would bet you that, in fact, there is.
I bet there is, too.
I mean, I'm going to say that
I can't imagine there's not.
And I'm the first one to call the county out if they have not made a good decision. But I would bet you that there are places in that jail that are handicap accessible.
I'm sure there are. I can't imagine.
Isn't
right.
Every bathroom that's handicap accessible or something? These, generally speaking, and having dealt with many of them, are not – there's not a lot of reasonable things there. When we were accused the last time, and I've forgotten what the basis of that lawsuit was, we actually ended up winning on everything they had. We ended up the victor at the end of that, several hundred thousand dollars later.
It still saved you money, though.
Well, he was able to get us to the other side of it, the attorney that we hired, but it was very expensive and very time-consuming.
Okay. Hey, we're going to take a break here. We'll be right back after these messages. Trish Clark and Carl Bott here. We were talking about the what's going on with the lawsuit down at the jail. Now, we need to kind of move into talking about some other things that are happening in our area and then, of course, the state. I guess we could even throw in some national stuff when we get back.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
The Red Bluff Roundup is on April 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. Get your tickets now. $250,000 is up for grabs with 600 of the toughest cowboys. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the good seats while you can.
It's constant action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, and wild pony riding, rodeo clowns, and more. Friday night, brought to you by Food Max and Tri-County Bank. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7, and an after party with live music of Northern Heat. Saturday is Wells Fargo Bank and Red Bluff Dodge Day. Gates open at 12 and rodeo at 2:30, and an evening concert by Nashville recording artist Granger Smith.
If the boot fits.
Whoa, whoa. And Sunday is St. Elizabeth's Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at redbluffroundup.com.
It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well-versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
Shasta High School's award-winning music department is pleased to present its 47th annual spring musical, George and Ira Gershwin's Crazy for You, April 27th through 29th and May 4th through 6th at the David Marr Theater in Reading. This romantic comedy will include professional costumes and staging and feature a live orchestra. Recommended for ages 4 years and up, tickets can be purchased online now at ShastaWolves.com or ShastaHighChoir.com. Tickets are $15 in advance, $20 at the door. Get your tickets now for the best seats available.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460. Oh, listen to the music.
I had this on 8-track.
Wow, you are old, man. You are old.
Music.
What's an 8-track?
Yeah.
Hey, it's 25 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock here with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop, the very best place in the world to get a haircut. I may be a little prejudiced. However, I think it's the best place in the world to get a haircut. I just do. It's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. It's a great place to go into. It's man's last stronghold. Okay, guys? Man's last stronghold. You're looking for if you're looking for some blow drying and hair gel and maybe a little hairspray, don't go there. You just go kind of like walk down to the women's shop, and you can get your hair cut then. Otherwise, go in there with the rest of the manly guys. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, across from the Subway store. Now, we just talked about that. Now here, you know all these things that are happening. Yesterday for 2 days I talked about the opioid epidemic in the Veterans Administration or the mm-hmm. you know in this 68,000 veterans addicted to opiates, and there's a variety of reasons. They're due to injuries. Their pain levels are a lot higher than say. You know, your average civilian. And when you get into the and their treatment was giving them these heavy duty drugs. And then when you have that, then you have plus it was exacerbated because they had other things like maybe traumatic brain injury or post traumatic stress. So they had that. And then when you add on that, when they have those two, homelessness, and can't get a job. So all three of them were just really kind of, it was just a nasty cauldron of not being able to get out. It's just, you know, once you're in it. Well, the VA has acknowledged that they have this problem. They're trying to find ways on different levels of combating it. And then in the middle of this, announcement was made that SEALs are having drug problems. You know, not every SEAL, but they've had 5 of the SEALs relieved in the last 3 months from the teams. And you got to remember just how elite these guys are. Them, Force Recon, of course, Delta, and, Green Berets, all these. You know, these guys are a step up. They go through a lot of training, and they're under a lot of stress. But they also go through random drug testing. And what they're starting to find is anything from heroin to marijuana, if everything in between. So,
and certainly the missions that these guys yes. are on, you absolutely can't send somebody out there that's high on drugs.
That's right. And so, but what's happening is they weren't being tested because one, they were always in training or they were deployed. Well, the head of the Spec Ops guys down there, Special Warfare for the SEALs, got all the leadership in there and said,
not acceptable.
It's not acceptable. Not even one. You're letting, and he's talking to all the SEALs, you're letting your brothers down. You're letting your brothers down if you're on drugs. And I know from this moment on, we're not going to have this problem. But we are going to start testing during training. We are going to test during your deployment. And you're going to be removed from the team. And look what that's doing to you. Because these teams are so tight. Every man has their job. Mm-hmm. And when they deploy, they need every one of them. So if one guy gets taken out because he can't stop his use of meth or whatever it is, then, you know, then they're gone. So we start talking about this mess we're having.
You know, I always cut back. And when I get into these things and you look at a situation and you go, we're so far down so many bad paths in this country in so many different directions. But it all goes back to one thing. It goes back to the whole institution of our government and the fact that the system of government that we set up for the United States of America only works with responsible, law-abiding citizens. And we've overreached and we've gone beyond the fact where we are made up of a majority of responsible, law-abiding citizens who understand that they have choices and consequences. And we somehow need to turn that back around where people do the right thing just because it's the right thing.
I think it starts, frankly,
in the home.
Well, it starts in the home.
It starts obviously. With your babies. It starts with training and going back to the basics of there are choices and there are consequences and there's right and there's wrong.
And there's responsibility.
Yeah.
Somebody asked me, I'm raising my son. I'm a single mom. What should I teach him? And I thought that was interesting, she asking me this, because it was a kid. And I said, you got to teach him. Well, it was younger than that, really. It was like five.
Baby. Got to teach them baby, from the time they're babies.
Yeah, but I said, you know what? You need to teach him to be responsible for his own actions and not to blame it on others.
That there
not
are
to
consequences.
Give him, not to give him an out. If he does something, then he needs to be understand that this was due to his own actions, not you, not somebody else's. And there needs to be a punishment for it. And I'm not talking spanking or that. Mm-hmm. I'm talking, but there needs to be a punishment. So they understand is if you do something, you need to take responsibility for it. And if you do something and you take responsibility for it, perhaps you'll be punished, but it's in a it maybe not as if in a different way or different method as if you do something you lie about it. You know, I tell people here is that, look, everybody screws up. All you have to do is come in and see me and tell me, hey, I screwed up. Mm-hmm. And so give me a chance to work around it.
You know, Carl, we talked earlier about the legislative process.
Yeah.
And the fact that you can go down there and accept the fact that you can vote for something that you know is fundamentally wrong, that you're going to cause by your vote, and you know that, but you in your mind are able to trade that off for a little bit of good. And we got to get beyond that. We've got to get back to where people are principled, understand responsibility and consequences, and do the right thing just because it's the right thing. We don't have a lot of that going
right
on
thing.
In this world.
But you've got people saying, well, what's the right thing? Well, you know, see, and that goes back to me. It's simple. You do the right thing is you do you take care of your family, you take care of your community, you help take care of other people, and you do it because even if nobody's watching. Somebody
More said, importantly, not when
yeah,
nobody's
because
watching.
Because nobody's watching. And then it's something like this. You do it like your mom standing there in the room. You act like that. Would you do that if your mom's standing in the room? Well, I wouldn't do that. Well, then you shouldn't be doing that.
Yeah.
So.
The test. If you could look. My father used to say to me always that if you can look yourself straight in the eye in the morning when you're putting on your makeup for a guy when you're shaving and look yourself straight in the eye and be proud of what you see, and that's a hard test if you really think about it, because if you've got something on your mind that you're guilty about, that's not so easy to do. You have to be able to look yourself straight in the eye, and if you can do that and not have any qualms about something you've done, then you're probably on the right track if you have a conscience. If you don't, you can look at yourself in the eye and know you just did something wrong and not be bothered by it. That's kind of where we're at in this world. Because if I didn't get caught, it's okay. We got a lot of that going on.
And what happens there is, you say, okay, this is the way I should do it. But we go back to that pork thing. Let's go back to the pork thing there.
Yeah.
The right thing to do is to vote against that because you know it's wrong for the people in your district.
That's right.
However, somebody, you know, then the governor says to you, look, I'm going to give you $500 million to help the people in your district. I'm going to help, it'll put people to work. It's going to fix your roads. It's going to fix your, you know, your infrastructure. You can use it. It comes down to your people.
And it's going to pass anyway.
Care, you're going to, and it's going to happen anyway.
Whether you vote for it or not.
And there lies the moral strength. Do you have the moral equivalency, the moral strength to say, you know what? That's right.
The but, people we're electing, by and large, do not.
And, but I'm... You know, I told my constituents I wouldn't vote for a tax, and especially something like this. And then it comes out that, hey, you know, Ted or Brian were offered this. You know, I'm just making this up, everybody, so don't get too excited. Ted or Brian were offered this, and they turned it down because they knew it wasn't what they stood
for. Well, I'm going to re-vote for them, and I'm not going to vote for the guy that got it.
Well, that's it.
And
you
that's
know what?
The problem.
Frankly,
me,
I think that guy just lost right then.
Well, for me, we the people then need to step up and say, you know what? That $100,000 was really good for our district for that road project. But on the other hand, he was part of what taxed me on my gas and my DMV.
Forever.
And forever. And so I'm not going to willing to give him that trade-off. We get the government kind of government we deserve. And until we start holding them to the things that they stand for when they're running – we're going to end up with the government we deserve.
This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms. And, you know, talk about what you really want. And, you know, the things about what California does. And you stand up for what you believe in. And then the state of California keeps banging at you. Well, Bastiani Arms, locally owned, locally operated by a husband and wife right here, John and Sarah Bastiani, 2539 Larkspur. They've still, after all of the things the state throws at you, they still managed to have a very successful business because of the customer service. They have everything you could want as far as firearms, reloading equipment, all the accessories, plus great gunsmithing and classes in concealed carry. They've got it all at Bastiani Arms. Again, 2539 Larkspur, open Tuesday through Saturday. It's where I buy my guns. They can do anything down there with guns, and they have veterans discounts at Bastiani Arms. We'll be right back after these messages, these other messages. It's a quarter till nine here on the 13th of April.
Did you know all PG&E residential customers will be switched to time-of-use billing by 2019? That means you could pay three times more for your power during the day. Solar power from Advanced Power Reading is the solution. And with our new lithium battery pack, you can take advantage of the new rates by using your stored energy during the peak hours and recharge at night when rates are low. Visit our showroom at 843 North Market Street and see the new battery technology at work. And our new battery can be added to your existing solar system. Advanced Power Reading is offering zero down with up to 25-year financing. Give us a call today at 226-0701 and let us show you the way to produce your own power. Remember these three things. Don't let anyone talk you into a lease. Use a local solar contractor. Get at least three bids. And call the experts at Advanced Power Reading, 226-0701, or stop by our office at 843 North Market Street, Reading. 226-0701, 843 North Market Street, Reading.
And guess what I found out today?
I'm all ears.
Well, my windshield wiper fluid ran out today, so I stopped by Premier Oil Change for a free top-off.
Yeah?
As one of the technicians was filling the wiper fluid, another came over and told me I was due for an oil change, which is cool, but get this. He said I had more than enough reward points, so my oil change was free.
Free? Did we sign up for something?
Nope. Premier doesn't require that we sign up. We're just regular customers that drive a lot. And Premier does all the fluid maintenance on our cars, so we build up points automatically.
Wow. Who knew? Free fluid top-offs, reward points that accumulate each time we do required maintenance? Dang, suddenly I feel really smart.
Okay, smart guy. With the money I just saved you, can you take me out to dinner?
That's the second best idea you've had today.
Learn more about rewards the next time you stop by or go to our website at PremierOilChange.com in the Palos Cedros Shopping Center and on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change.
Hi,
This is Janet from PirateSecret.com. Pirate Secret Essential Oils are legendary old world wellness potions that you rub into your skin, face, feet, and beard for wellness, grooming, and hygiene. The herbs found in our special blend of essential oils have been used in medicinal applications throughout history. We invite you to experience the nourishing and moisturizing benefits of Pirate Secret Essential Oils on your skin and beard. Available at Enjoy the Store, Orchard Nutrition, Country Organics, and six other NorCal locations. For more information, visit us at PirateSecret.com.
It's raining diamonds at Goldmark Jewelers. Diamonds, diamonds, and more diamonds. Save an amazing 25% off all bridal mountings and 15% off all diamond fashion jewelry, including estate diamond jewelry. Fine diamonds of every size, quality, and price as Goldmark Jewelers rains diamonds during the entire month of April. Remember, diamonds are a girl's best friend, and Goldmark is your diamond destination. Goldmark Jewelers in the Town and Country Square, Hilltop Drive, Reading. Open Monday through Saturday, 9:30 to 5:30. Close Sunday.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
Somewhere. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 from the studios of KCNR 1460 at 1326 Market Street, right here in the middle of downtown Reading. Weather looks like it's going to be going up to 56 today, but with rain and thunderstorms and possible hail.
And maybe a funnel cloud.
Maybe a funnel cloud. Okay, and then tomorrow it's going to rain.
Yeah. Off and on, weather, all through the weekend.
Weather reports always brought to you by
Shasta Gas Propane.
Discounts for seniors and veterans, 365-3793. Okay. Hey, tomorrow, Nancy Sutton Pierce. See, we're having all of our shows on during
and
so
I think
we
that's
can
good.
So you so can they, listen to who they are and say, hey, you know what? They're pretty interesting because they're on the weekends and they've got their own followings, but they've got a lot of neat things to say.
And there's the lineup on the weekends, the local programming. There are some really interesting people in our community that are doing shows on the weekends. When I'm home on the weekend and around, I listen in and always learn something and impressed by the quality of the shows that we're airing.
Nancy Sutton Pierce has got a show on health and yoga and sexuality. That's on Saturday mornings. And if you've ever thought about, our listener, if you've ever thought about having your own show because you're an interesting person or that you've got a business that lends itself to sharing it with other people, just give us a call at 605-4565 and we'll talk to you about the possibilities of you having a show.
Good.
Okay. Now, let's go to the national front. I saw something on Facebook, and I try not to comment. This one guy says that, it wasn't sarin gas. It was some phosphorus that drifted over there that caused this problem. And because I could tell because the people that went to help him didn't have any protective clothing on. And I read that, and I thought, so now you're saying is that there wasn't really a sarin gas attack because the whole premise was is that they launched a tomahawk.
No weapons of mass destruction.
They launched the tomahawks to get everybody's mood, mind off the Russians. Well, first of all, the guy knew absolutely nothing about chemical warfare. He doesn't understand about sarin gas. He doesn't understand how long it stays. How long it will stay in an area, how quickly it dissipates. That all these things. He just so I just pointed some of those things out and said, come on, if you've got to understand your facts before you go out and say these stupid things.
And that's what we're missing right now is if you don't hear it directly out of the mouth of the person who said it, or you did not hear it in the first newscast that before everybody's had a chance to wiggle around it, you probably better not believe it because there is no network, no news source, no newspaper that is giving you fact out there. You're getting opinions, and they are on such a massive onslaught to discredit this president and this administration that there isn't anything they can do or say that is not going to be misinterpreted and put out there wrong. I personally think we made a real good deal last November when we elected Donald Trump to be our president. I think he's different than anything we've ever seen before. I think that he's going to surprise everybody. He's doing what he said he was going to do, regardless of what you're reading in the paper. If you take the time to actually look at the executive orders that he's passing, the things that are happening on a daily basis in this administration, he is making progress in leaps and bounds. not the least of which is the appointment of Judge Gorsuch, which is certainly a step in the right direction. I'm hoping that we have a couple more positions. There are judgeships throughout the United States that are open, and he's in the process of filling those on a regular basis. There's a lot of stuff going on that there isn't any media out there that's going to tell you about it. So if you voted for Trump and if you think he's doing a good job, stay engaged, stay involved, and do not believe all the crap you're hearing in the media.
The Sean Spicer, the press secretary,
everybody at that news conference knew what he meant when he said that.
Even Hitler didn't use chemical weapons like Assad did. So he got
in the same manner.
In the same manner. Well,
and everybody knew what he meant until a half hour later when they started spinning it.
Well, but they also he had a chance to try and fix this, but he didn't. And but that, then he went out and he apologized. Said, "Look, I misspoke on this. I did. Please accept my apology. I, you know, that Hitler.
And
you know, I don't know
to.
If Hitler used chemical weapons or not.
He used them. He didn't use them in the same manner.
He used them in, of course, in the extermination camp.
Exactly.
So if you
but
look
he didn't
at
go
that,
out and gas the public is what he meant.
Sarin was invented by the Germans.
Yeah.
But it was invented as an insecticide. And then they found out how good it was, or how lethal, I shouldn't
lethal,
say good, but
how lethal
it was.
Yeah.
But they didn't use it because they were afraid that if they used it, that it would be used on them. They developed it in the 30s. So it doesn't mean that they didn't use it in extermination camps, which is horrible. But anyway, but Spicer, this is also in this front page news.
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. I've got to throw this out. Caitlin, is it Caitlin? Or which, what, who did, remember Jenner?
Yeah.
So what's his
name? They call me Bruce. Don't call me Bruce.
Don't call me Bruce. But so what's his name now? Caitlin?
Caitlin, yeah.
Caitlin announced.
Wasn't that bravery award for.
Yeah. Caitlin announced that the final cut was made. And now Caitlin is a she. Totally.
This is the sound of me caring about this story.
This hits
me too.
When North Korea is threatening nuclear war, when the Chinese are moving into the South China Sea, the Russians things, the Syrian things, and what comes out? Caitlyn Jenner had I don't know, even know what you call it.
I missed that, and I'm also ignoring all of the other stuff because it's all – we don't know what North Korea is doing. We don't know what China is doing, and we don't know what Russia is doing. What we do know is that they have been searching for a connection between Donald Trump and Russia for how many months now, and they have not one piece of evidence at all, any way, shape, or form. But there must be something there, so they have to continue to search. They don't search about anything they know happened. They don't search about anything they have proof of, and they won't make a search about that. As an example, in fact, there was a warrant to surveil Donald Trump. It was issued, and oh, no, there wasn't. But now they're going to just dismiss that because, well, of course there was a warrant because of the Russia connection. They turn everything around. So what I'm saying is I'm not paying any attention to any of that. I am going to continue to believe that, in fact, what I'm hearing when I look up the executive orders and when I listen to the first part of Sean Spicer's news briefing every day before he gets into the absolute insanity of trying to answer those people's questions that call themselves news people. It one slip from him, I am amazed how he just doesn't tell them all to just take a flying hike someplace. Have you listened to their questions? They're
no.
just plain stupid. But his first briefing every morning, he talks about all of the people the president has actually met with and what the outcome was. He talks about the executive orders and things that he signed. He talks about the actual factual things that are happening in those administrations. Then if you're smart and don't want to raise your blood pressure, as soon as he starts taking questions, you shut it off because you go crazy when you start listening to the questions. I mean, when they reported about how I've forgotten his name, Nunes, went over to look at the documentation about the surveillance and the Trump thing and the importance of him looking at these documents coming out and saying, yes, in fact, he was under surveillance. The questions were about which door did he go into? How many people knew he was in the White House? It was insane. Who cares what door he went in?
The unmasking that Susan Rice did.
Yeah.
What exactly is the unmasking that they were talking about? They're saying is that if they're surveilling a Russian operative or a Russian dignitary, or and what they do is they are gathering information
on that Russian,
on that Russian. But if there's an American with them, they're, you know, they're also being collected on, but they're not keeping that information because
they're
American. They're not identifying. So unmasking is
she identified all of the Americans.
She identified the Americans to who?
Well, to somebody, who? Because the leak came out.
So when she said, oh, by the way, the one that was talking to the Russian ambassador was Flynn, or it was Kelly or Smith or Jones. So now their names are out there. So, but that is, was, isn't that illegal to do that?
Yes, it is. It's a felony. It's a felony, and we don't follow up on that.
But she says she didn't do it.
But she, well, now she says she did. But it was just incidental. And the truth of the matter is, and this is again now, this is my opinion. My opinion is they went and they said, okay, we've got Trump and we've got all of these people in his administration. Who are they likely to be speaking to during this transition period? And then they went out and put a wiretap on everybody that they think they might be talking to. And that way they can keep track of all of these people that they're really targeting and do it legally. Not ethically, but legally.
Okay. Trish Clark, as usual, you're fun to be with, and 2 hours has just flown by.
Wow. Where does the time go?
I don't know. I just talked to Linda. She's on her way down to the vet with the elk killer, she's drinking water now, but she's not eating her Velveeta cheese, which is, you know, I mean, that's the go-to.
Gotta be.
Yeah, I know, but she's going to be seen first, so she's in there right now. Everybody, have a great day. Again, tomorrow.
Thanks for joining us.
Oh, super, super time tomorrow. Just be careful out there. It's the sun shining, but stand by. Here it comes. So good guys against the bad guys. Be a good guy.
News brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Wind River Resort Casino.
News
it's better at the river.
Townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. A daughter of the man who was dragged from an overbooked United Airlines plane is speaking out.
We're horrified and shocked and sickened to learn what had happened to him and to see what had happened to him.
Crystal Pepper's father, Dr. David Dow, was dragged from the plane after refusing to give up his seat.
Will there be a lawsuit? Yeah, probably.
Attorney Thomas Demetrio says Dow suffered a significant concussion, along with a broken nose and lost couple of teeth. Says his client also suffers emotional injuries. Was more horrifying than fleeing Vietnam during the fall of Saigon. That's how Demetrio says Dow is described.